Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on a bassline blend approach for jungle and old-school D&B vibes in Ableton Live 12, and the big goal is simple: make the sub, mid bass, and res or texture layer feel like one serious musical bassline, but without wrecking your headroom. And that headroom part really matters, because in drum and bass, especially with chopped breaks, the bass can get out of control fast. If you just keep stacking layers and pushing faders, the track gets cloudy, the drums lose their punch, and the whole drop starts to feel smaller instead of bigger. So today we're not chasing more bass. We're chasing better bass hierarchy. Think of it like this. The sub is the foundation. The mid layer gives you phrase and audibility. The res or top texture gives you motion and attitude. And automation is the glue that makes the whole thing evolve without making the mix louder than it needs to be. We're going to build this in a way that works for a proper 174 BPM jungle or old school style section, where the bass line is dancing with the break, not fighting it. So first, set up a bass group with three tracks, sub, mid, and top or res. This is already the right mindset. We are not making three random sounds. We are making one instrument with multiple registers. On the sub track, keep it mono from the start. Use utility and set width to 0%. That's not optional if you want clean low-end control. Use something simple like operator, wavitable, or a clean sine or triangle-style patch. The sub should live mostly in that 40 to 70 Hz area, depending on the key and the note choice. No chorus, no stereo spread, no unnecessary movement. The sub is supposed to be stable, not flashy. Now on the mid layer, give yourself more harmonic content. This is where the bass starts to speak on smaller speakers. Use a saw or square bass tone, maybe from Wavitable, and keep it controlled. Don't worry about making it huge at the source. We're going to shape it. This layer should help the riff read clearly without taking over the sub's job. Then on the top or res layer, build the character. Two detuned saws is a classic move. You can also resample a res texture if you want that proper old-school murk. But crucially, this layer should not be allowed to own the low end. It's here for width, grit, and pressure in the upper mids, not for extra bottom. Before we get into sound design moves, write the MIDI phrase first. This is a huge teacher tip. A lot of people sound design themselves into the wrong groove. In jungle and old school D&B, rhythm is everything. The bass line has to breathe around the drums. Start with a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Keep it simple. Leave room for the snare. Add a pickup note before a strong hit. Add one longer note for tension, then a shorter answer note for bounce. The bass should feel like it's talking to the break. If the phrase is too dense, the whole thing feels heavy in solo but awkward in context. And here is a really important move: don't make every layer play the exact same note lengths. Let the sub hold a little longer. Let the mid be slightly shorter. Let the top be tighter or more broken up. That alone creates a blend that feels alive instead of stacked and flat. Now let's shape the sub for headroom first, not last. Put EQ8 on the sub. If you need cleanup, gently remove rumble below 20 to 25 Hz. Don't boost the sub. If one note is boomy, make a narrow cut around the offending frequency, maybe somewhere between 50 and 90 Hz. Then use utility again. Keep it mono and trim the gain so the sub peaks conservatively. A good starting point is to keep that channel sitting around -12 to -18 dB peak before bus processing. That sounds low, but that's exactly how you preserve room for the drums. If the sub feels too dead, use very light saturation. I mean light, like 1 to 3 dB of drive and saturator, soft clip-on, maybe only 10 to 25% wet if needed. Just enough to make it audible without fuzzing up the low end. If the sub starts sounding wider or smeared, back off immediately. Now on the mid layer, we build the harmonic body. A solid chain here is EQ8, saturator, and then auto filter. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz, so this layer stays out of the sub's way. Then add a moderate amount of saturation, maybe 2 to 6 dB drive, with soft clip-on. That gives you some dirt and edge. After that, use auto filter or the instrument filter to move the cutoff in small, musical ranges. This is where a lot of the character lives in jungle and old school D&B. A small filter opening at the start of a phrase can feel like a lift without adding meter pressure. Closing the filter slightly under a snare can keep the drum impact cleaner. If you want a little extra haunted movement, use a bit of resonance, but be careful. Too much and it turns nasal very quickly. You can also use envelope follower here if you want the bass texture to react to the break in a more organic way. Just keep the depth subtle. You're aiming for musical interaction, not obvious EDM sidechain pumping. Now for the top or res layer. This is where you can get wide and nasty, but only if you're disciplined. High pass at harder, usually somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, sometimes even higher depending on the sound. Then add grit with saturator or overdrive. Keep the width wide if it works, maybe 120 to 150% to start, but check mono constantly. A Reese can sound massive in solo and totally fall apart the second the drums come in. So always check the full context. A really strong rule here is that the top layer should suggest thickness, not create the entire bass identity. If the bass line only sounds good because of the wide layer, it's not a good blend yet. Once the layers are working, route them all into the bass group. Now you can glue the whole thing together. Use a Q8 for gentle correction if needed, then glue compressor for cohesion. You're usually looking for just 1.5 to 2.5 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere in the 0.1 to 0.3 second range. The idea is to make the layers behave like one instrument, not flatten them into mush. If you want extra density, drum bus can work, but use it lightly. This is not the place to smash everything. It's the place to make the bass feel unified. And now we get to the real magic, automation. In this style, automation should change where the energy sits, not just how loud everything is. That means automating filter cutoff, saturation amount, layer presence, and maybe tiny group gain moves. Even a half dB can change the feel of a drop if it's timed well. For example, you might automate the MID filter to open a little at the start of each phrase, then close slightly on the snare. You might drop the TOP layer by a few dB during a dense drum section. You might even mute the top layer for 2 bars to create contrast, then bring it back for the next phrase. That kind of arrangement-based movement keeps the loop from feeling static without making the bass line louder. And this is a really important drum and bass principle. If the bass never changes, the track feels looped. If it changes too much, you lose the hypnotic roll. So the sweet spot is subtle variation every 4, 8, or 16 bars. Here's a great arrangement strategy. Start the drop with sub and mid. Bring the top layer in around bar 5 or 6. Then strip it back before the next transition. Maybe thin the bass slightly in the last bar before the switch up so the drums speak more. Then when the full bass returns, it feels bigger even if the peak level didn't really change. That's the trick. Bigger does not always mean louder. Sometimes it just means more contrast. Another advanced move is to automate saturation instead of reaching for volume. For example, on the last note of a phrase, push the saturator drive up slightly. That gives the note some extra bite and makes the phrase feel like it's pushing forward. Then pull it back on the next bar. This keeps the bass expressive without creating a constant loudness problem. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is a serious headroom-saving move. Once your blend is working, print it. Record the bass group to a new audio track through resampling or a routed audio input. This lets you commit the sound, save CPU, and start editing the exact waveform instead of juggling 3 live instruments all the time. After resampling, you can trim note tails, add fades to avoid clicks, and tighten overlaps. You can even keep the MIDI version muted as a backup while you finish the arrangement with the printed audio. That's a very professional workflow. It gives you the vibe of a live stack, but the control of audio editing. Now before you call it done, do the checks that matter. Collapse the mix to mono and listen. Does the bass stay solid? Does the snare still crack through? Does the bass tail mask the break ghost notes? If the bass disappears in mono, your wide layer is probably too dominant or your low-end energy is too stereo. In that case, reduce width on the top layer and high-pass it harder. Keep all real low-end energy centered, ideally below around 120 Hz. Also watch the meters. Don't just stare at the master peak. Listen for kick transient clarity. Listen for snare impact on the offbeats. Listen for whether the bass is stepping on the break or leaving room for it. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass is part of the rhythm section, not a solo feature. A few common mistakes to avoid: making every layer full range, over-widening the bass, over-saturating the sub, and using automation that just boosts volume instead of perception. Another big one is soloing the layers too long. The bass has to work with the drums. If it sounds amazing alone but messy with the break, the mix is telling you something. A few pro tips before we wrap up. Try very tiny automation moves on the bass group. Even 0.5 dB can change the energy. Use drum pass on the mid layer only if you want extra crackle, then high pass it back out. If you want a more old school pressure vibe, automate saturation just on phrase endings. And if you really want that system feel, resample the bass and use clip gain to shape the note tails manually. That kind of hand-edited control is a huge part of the classic jungle feel. For your practice exercise, build a 2-bar bass blend loop at 174 BPM. Make a simple 3-to-5-note phrase. Layer sub, mid, and top. Keep the sub mono and clean. High pass the upper layers. Add light saturation to the mid and stronger texture to the top. Automate one filter move across the 2 bars. Put it against a chopped break and a snare. Mute the top layer on bar 2. Bring it back on the repeat. Then check it in mono and resample one pass. If you do it right, the bass won't just sound heavier. It'll sound more musical, more controlled, and more like a proper jungle or old-school D&B system tune. So remember the main idea. The best bassline blends are not huge because they're loud. They're huge because they're organized. The sub holds the floor, the mid carries the phrase, the top adds the attitude, and automation makes the whole thing breathe with a break. That's the game. Now go build it, print it, and make that low end roll.